So Watson's getting married. I guess solving cases without her is going to feel a little lonely and miserable. Also, I haven't had a sexual release for days, and it's making me prickly. But now's not the time to be feeling down and out of it. It's her bachelorette party. So, time to put on a smile and act jovial, Sherlock. But what are bachelorette parties anyway? Who wants to celebrate the fact that they're going to live the rest of their lives answering to someone else until their vitality's been drained from them? But I guess Michael is a good lad. Also, if they ever fall out with each other, Jean can always come back to Baker Street. Excuse me, sir, but this is the ladies' room. I suppose you'll find the men's room on the other end of the hallway. Yes, I'm Sherlock Holmes, consulting detective, to be specific. Oh, you're a fan? Always nice to meet someone who appreciates my work. But there are two types of fans. Catch me before I kill again, type A, and my bedroom's just a taxi ride away, type B. Which one do I think you are? Average height, slightly overweight, undisguised halitosis of a single man, the right sleeve of an internet porn addict, crumpled shirt, never took the precaution of good clothing, shoes that haven't been cleaned for months indicating signs of a tight work schedule or unemployment, symptoms of loneliness and isolation, probably yearning for companionship. I'd say you're type B. I don't think you're type B, I know so. And I know it because I can see it on you. Explain it? I guess I could. Very well. Your shirt is not ironed, even though you're on a night out, and your shoes haven't been washed, probably for months. Signs of someone living alone or in isolation, also indicating you're not in a relationship. Not in a serious one, at least. Otherwise, you'll be paying more attention to your physical appearance. Your right sleeve has crease marks, the kind you only find on people who masturbate a lot or do heavy lifting. Looking at your build, I suppose you don't do heavy lifting very often, bringing me to the conclusion that you're a porn addict who jerks off a lot, probably due to the lack of attention and companionship in your monotonous life. And here you are, standing in front of me, someone you admire and idolize. I'd say it'd be weird if your hormones aren't acting up. Also, you have a hard-on that I can clearly see through your pants. No, it's not impressive, it's just what I do. And to answer the question that's lingering on your mind, no, I'm not having sex with you. Wait, this could be good. I haven't had any good cases lately, and playing my violin all day is boring. What matters to me is work. Without that, my brain rots. All that can cheer me up is a nice murder or some kind of sexual release. And I don't know what's gotten to the criminal classes. All I get is useless cases. Maybe this will take away my boredom. But I could probably help you with something else, you know. Many think walking around with a boner bulging in your pants is not so courteous in a social setting, but I think my hands can be imperative to helping you with that, if you would so kindly allow me to do that. Good, then why don't we get into the stall where we can have a little more privacy? There, that's better. Now. No one can walk in on us. It would be a problem if someone found out that Sherlock Holmes is giving handjobs at public restrooms. You're not going to tell anyone, are you? Good, because I've been craving some sexual relief for days. Ugh. I hate it when there's no gripping crimes happening in London. Not that I want crime rates to go up or anything. But if you're going to commit crime, at least do it properly. Anyways, back to you. Oh, you're really hard. Is the lack of sexual activity frustrating you as well? Maybe I can grind my ass on you if you want. Okay, let me just turn around. I can feel your cock so hard on my ass. It feels good, doesn't it? You can put your hands on me if you want. There. Good. And just grab my ass as I rub it on your cock. Your cock must be feeling pretty tight in your pants. Here. Let me get your cock out. I think that's enough grinding for now. Let me just stroke you until you come. Nice and hard. You like it when my soft hand strokes your cock like this, don't you? Oh, look at that twitch. You can put your hands on me. Here, grab my tits. That's it. Play with and squeeze them all you want. How lucky are you to get a hand job from me? I'd say very, very lucky. Let me just rub your tip right there. You're already dripping so much pre-cum. Did I really turn you on that much? I wouldn't say I'm the sexiest, but if you think so, sure. I'm surprisingly flattered. It's not that surprising, actually, now that I think about it. Bland compliments and praise always flatter me when I'm in this mood. But thank you anyway. Now, instead of going back to your porn, you're gonna jerk off to me, am I right? I know I do have that effect on people, not just men specifically, but I rarely give them another chance. I don't know. If I like you, maybe I'll be knocking at your door tonight. It doesn't matter. I'm Sherlock. I can find where you live easily. Oh, you just noticed? Yes, I'm not wearing a bra. I don't like them at all. They restrict my movements and get in the way of my investigations. Does it turn you on to know that the great detective doesn't wear a bra? I mean, it's always good. Even now, I can feel that grip of your hands better on my tits as you're playing with them. I have to admit, it's making me quite horny to a point where I actually want to fuck you. No, I can't. Jean's getting married and it's her bachelorette party today, so I have to be there. But like I said, I might come knocking on your door tonight. Do you want me to stroke faster? Or do you want me to do it slowly? Like this. Slowly. Yeah, stroke it slow like this. I love how your cock twitches every time I rub my fingers on the tip. Yeah, grab my ass. Just like that. You can spank me if you want. Yes, do it. Spank me. I've been a bad girl lately. Yeah, that's right. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I felt that one. You're close. I tell you what, I'll let you come in my panties. Yeah, let me just pull up my skirt. There, can you pull my panties down for me? Yeah, that's enough. Let me just face you better. I see your eyes wandering around my pussy. You like it? No, you can't touch it. You'll be able to do more than just touch it if I come to your place tonight. But I'll see about that. Depends on how drunk I'll be at the end of the party. I'll be a good lad and come for me. Oh, that's it. I can feel it build up in your cock. Come for me. Give me your cum. Fill my panties with your thick white cum. I really need your cum in my panties. Yes. That's it. Come for me. Oh, there you go. That's a lot. So much cum. Let me just shake off the cum that's still dripping from your cock. That's better. I'm just gonna pull my panties back on. Oh, it feels warm against my pussy. Here, let me help you put your cock back. There you go. Now you don't have a noticeable bulge in your pants. That's a little more appropriate in a social setting. Oh, look at that. There's some cum on my fingers. Better clean that before someone notices it. Tastes so good. There. All clean. I have to say, that was really fun. I'm glad you enjoyed it as well. Now, if a word of this gets out, I will hunt you down and make you regret it. Good. That's good. Now get out before someone sees you in here with me. Like I said, it depends how drunk I get. Now go. Wow, now I'm feeling a little better after that. Poor him, though. I told him I might show up at his place tonight, as if me, Sherlock Holmes, is gonna sleep with him. Well, that's how the simple mind works. Tangle a reward no matter how improbable, and they always think that they have a chance of getting it. But then again, it was fun. Maybe I will go to his place tonight just this once. But like I told him, it depends on how drunk I get. I better get back. Jean's probably wondering why it's taking me so long.